Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to the Gratitude Attitude from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this download, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the huge benefits to be gained from experiencing more gratitude on a day-to-day basis. People say we've never been as free as we are today. We can travel to places previous generations didn't even know about. We eat and drink what we like, and we can be entertained 24/7. We also seem to expect that everything in life should be available and accessible on demand. But research shows that getting what we think we want doesn't always make us happier. In fact, it can leave us feeling empty and unfulfilled if we haven't developed our capacity to appreciate what we do have and what we can attain. You could gain everything there is in the world, but if you don't feel grateful and appreciative, then you won't be made happy by those experiences or material things. And we know that when people regain something they've lost, whether it's mobility, physical comfort, or even their freedom to walk down the street, they appreciate it so much more. In the words of Joni Mitchell's famous song, "You don't know what you've got till it's gone." When we begin to appreciate those small things in life, we can also begin to feel more content almost immediately. With a deeper sense of thanksgiving, we can live much richer lives. If you think that only a certain person, a certain car, a particular house, a specific job can make you happier, then you're actually limiting your own possibilities by restricting your options. Recent research has revealed that having a sense of gratitude increases people's alertness, enthusiasm, optimism and energy. Interestingly, people who feel grateful are also more likely to feel loved and respected, experience less depression, and make easier progress towards personal goals. They also exercise more regularly, have better immune function, and suffer less physical illness. In other words, gratitude as an attitude can make both your body and mind healthier and fitter. Therefore, as a follow-on task to help you develop your sense of gratitude, we suggest that you set aside a special time each day in which to practice showing appreciation. All that's required is a comfortable place like the one you're relaxing in now, and to close your eyes, scan your horizons, and locate one simple thing in your life to appreciate. It could be a person, a place, an activity, situation, or possibility. Really get a sense of how it looks, sounds, and makes you feel. Focus on how glad you are to have this in your life. You can call this your Thanksgiving time. It may be a cliche, but no single thing on its own can make you happy. Learning to appreciate the joy in small things will make life so much more meaningful and enjoyable. This session, through deep relaxation, will encourage you to feel more grateful, to count your blessings, and focus on what you do have for greater happiness. And in a moment or two now, as you close those eyes and begin to relax, you can just begin to notice the calming flow of your breath, moving easily in and out, beginning to settle down now into a steady rhythm, like the ebb and flow of ocean waves, feeling even more relaxed as those gentle ripples of comfort start to spread across the face, over that shoulder there, down that arm there. Gentle, calming waves of comfort. Flowing down to the tips tips of your fingers and toes. A growing sense of calm now beginning to flow deeper and deeper into every muscle of your body. That's it. And when you relax really deeply, you can actually become more aware of everything around you and inside you. Just beginning to notice now how your whole body is becoming so relaxed and comfortable as relaxing waves wash over you, soothing you, like warm sunlight caressing the skin, like a gentle tide washing over clean sand, touching every grain, refreshing every cell of your body now. That's it. And you know, as you sit there, drifting ever more comfortably into a deeper rest, perhaps you might just begin to realize how easy it is to miss the important things all around us. Perhaps because we let our attention wander about matters which seem important at the time. But when you allow yourself to step back and let your unconscious mind focus your attention on what really matters, you'll experience something very familiar and yet surprisingly new about how to appreciate the goodness in small things. That's right. And as you relax more deeply now, as my words drift by you, I'm sure you've heard many people say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And I'd like you to imagine for one moment being cast away on a desert island, a picture postcard dream place for some. But as you look more closely at that empty place, you can get a real sense of how isolated it is, how far from your friends, how far from family, how far from familiar places and shared memories. And I'm also certain that you can imagine how wonderful it is when you return, when you set yourself free from that deserted, empty place, getting to feel at home again, and find yourself giving thanks for all those familiar faces and places, for the joy of memories shared together, like rediscovering something special you prized as a child, and then thought lost. Finding that surprise when you just open your eyes to that remarkable treasure trove all around you. That's right. And you know, someone wise once said that hunger is the best spice. And can you imagine life without the simple spices? The pungent smell of freshly baked bread. The laughing voices of children. Waves of green trees against the sky. The brilliant hues of flowers everywhere. That you can reach out and touch. Those beautiful colours washing deeply into you. Refreshing and renewing your appetite for life. But if our eyes are overwhelmed with possessions, so that we can't see the flowers or smell the rain or feel the power of laughter in our hearts, then how can we begin to notice and appreciate those really important things? Like the very air we breathe. Because you don't need to buy or sell the air in order to realize its true worth. Because that precious blanket of air sustains and nourishes every cell in your body, allowing you to hear the sounds of laughter and smell the flowers and feel the wind on your face. And we move in the air like we walk in beauty. Through natural landscapes of wonder and delight. And when you allow your unconscious mind to do what it does best, to maintain a healthy balance in your life, then your natural abilities to give and receive appreciation can grow and flourish. And perhaps there really is treasure out there, like that treasure trove of childhood. When you allow yourself to look around and give thanks for what's beneficial in your life, instead of fixing on the price or focusing on its status in the minds of others. And now is the time, perhaps, for your unconscious mind to set aside a special time each day, a time to give thanks, to help you rediscover the wonders in your life and contemplate those often overlooked treasures all around you. And in a moment or two, you can just get a sense of floating into that special Thanksgiving time, like a dream floating on a gentle breeze, noticing how it feels to free up time enough to acknowledge the pleasure in small things, content and confident in that growing ability to appreciate the world more and more. And just as your unconscious makes deep learning available to you every day, that Thanksgiving time will open up your senses, filling you with surprise and wonder at everything around you. That's right. And just imagine for a moment what it's like to experience that feeling of welcome rest after a long walk, or allowing yourself to really appreciate deep satisfaction that comes from a job well done, or those quiet moments when you listen out for the sounds you enjoy most. And just take a moment or two now to appreciate all those wonderful sounds around you and inside of you. That's it. And perhaps, just as your unconscious mind automatically knows what you need to stay content and relaxed, you can allow yourself to recollect so many other resources around you, the voices that speak to you from books, or the supportive friend on the telephone, or that hand gently stroking a sleeping pet. And many changes just happen without our being aware of them, like growing from a child into an adult, or learning to say your first word. Like growing from a child into an adult, or learning to say your first words. And over the next coming days and weeks, as you listen to this session regularly, your unconscious mind will be preparing, getting ready to put those changes into action. And can you imagine how wonderful you'll feel when you see everything in a new light, and it's up to you now that you want to see the world more clearly. That's right. And in a moment or two, you can just begin to feel yourself slowly drifting back. Returning from that beneficial rest. Bringing back that special sense of thanksgiving. Feeling refreshed and renewed in every cell. Those eyes just feeling like they want to open now or in a moment. Just becoming more and more aware of any sounds around. Whatever's supporting you as you sit or lie there. Good. And opening your eyes if you haven't done so already, and welcome back to the room. Good. Now take the time to listen to this session every day for a week, and then as and when you want to. You should very quickly start to notice that you're spending more time thinking about how lucky you are. The more you relax to this download, the more benefits you're going to notice. And there are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Declutter Your Life and Stop and Smell the Roses. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.